Maybe I should approach this through your id instead of your conscious mind. It might help to get around your super ego. The Claw Gang is falling apart. Spice shipments have all but stopped. Hurrah! I never would have joined if I'd known it would be this easy to disrupt the plan. At least the Cooper Gang is under lock and key. Their lopsided morality flies in the face of man's inherent selfishness. Ah well. This is my way soon enough. Those fools at Interpol. They keep sending me criminals and I keep making money. How come no one ever thought of this before? Hypnotize criminals and force them to reveal where they've hidden their fortune. I'm a genius! If only I had more spice to help me with the hypnosis. That blasted Cooper Gang! The fat one. What's his name? Murray. Yes, Murray. He'll be the first to break. I should spend a few sessions probing that feeble mind. I can only imagine the wealth that gang has accumulated over the years. That's like Cooper. Such a complex and rebellious mind. A month or two in the hole should break his spirit. Let him squat there week after week. He's seen that the guards along the wall all have motion detectors. There is no escape. Slowly, the reality of his captivity will set in. And I'll get to work on his mind. Who goes there? Well, where are my guards? Huh? They're gone again. What? Where are those lazy bodyguards? They're on fire. Excellent police work, Constable Neela. Carmelita's never been able to catch the Cooper Gang. Yet you capture them in just a few short weeks. Really, Carmelita, accept your defeat gracefully. You two certainly seem very familiar in this picture. Men, place Inspector Fox under arrest. Such a pity when an officer falls from the light. What's with all the racket? My conscious mind is a wreck. I ought to... The weak-minded hippo is Freddy! And he's got friends! Man, perhaps it's time to reevaluate some life choices. Oh, come now, Murray. We were making such progress during our sessions. Such displaced hostility. If you insist on getting angry, why not be psychologically productive and channel it at your so-called friends? Sorry, but our time is up. Of course you are. I've read your psychological profile. I know that you're honest. Because, dear, you're honest. You see, by chasing after Sly Cooper, you learned too much about the Claw Gang and its spice operation. It was only a matter of time before you figured out that I was a secret member. So, when Neela gave me a chance to put you in custody, I took it. Oh, I'm afraid your life, let alone your life's work, isn't going to last much longer. Once I integrate the clockwork eyes into this device, your life's work will be whatever I tell you. Quite right, it won't be easy. Or painless. But I will reprogram your mind, and you will take the fall for me at Interpol. Now, just stay back and... relax. Go to your happy place. And stay there forever. What? The mercenaries have breached the castle defenses? All of you go! Defend this tower to the last man! Don't worry, my dear. I still have time to finish with your readjustment. Aha! I've isolated the brain pattern. You and I are about to become the best of friends. My dear, you really should... Shadow Guard! Shadow Guard! Actually, Mr. Cooper, the eye belongs to me. That eye belongs to me, and I want it back. Not crazy, just stupid. You're an ignorant child playing dress-up in his father's legacy. Oh, I know all about you and the Cooper clan. Short-sighted fool! I've no interest in your narrow interpretation of morality. I'm above all that. Above good and evil. Enough talk, insect. It will be just as easy and more fun to pry it from your cold, dead hand. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that an immoral act? Enough. You've shown me the error of my ways. I know enough not to let my guard down around an intellectually superior opponent. You're right, Cooper. In a battle of strength, you've proven yourself. But with this clockwork, I can battle in your mind. I knew you were no match for the clockwork, You've got a strong mind, Cooper. I never would have guessed. Oh, how many times must you say that? It's not going to happen. I'll get you. Yes, yes, so I've heard. Inspector Fox, why fight it? Don't you want to be my friend?